like to come closer? Great. I'm going to do something up here so everybody can see as well, but you'll get a good view. Good morning. How are you? Good. What do you use a glass for?
Drinking water.
Drinking water? Yep, you can drink other stuff as well. You don't just have to have water. But this morning, is anyone thirsty? You thirsty? Mm-hmm. I've got some water here. Do you like to drink that? What's wrong with it?
It's dirty.
How do you know?
Because it's green.
It is green. You're right. Would you like that? Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Good thing Dad's here. Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to drink that, would you? No, it's been sitting around for a bit. What about this one? How's that?
Good.
Good? Does it look better? Yeah. So, what do you reckon the difference is?
One's from the Glen Kennett scheme and one's not.
Well, actually, that is true, but that's not my point. Yeah, no, yep. Okay, I'll tell you. Do you know what this is?
What every Glen Kennett scheme person has?
Yes, probably most people have one out in the country. Anyone know what that is? A water filter, that's right. And it has written on it, so, you know. But it is, it's a water filter. Do you know what a water filter would do?
Clean your water.
Clean your water, that's right. Well, at our house, we have rainwater, and we have two filters. One at the pump, and that filters out, I think, what number micron, Mr. Hall?
The one at the pump's 20.
And this one?
This is one.
Is one. So the one at the pump comes into the house, and that's we use that for any other, like water for different things, like having a shower or brushing your teeth. And then there's a special one at the kitchen tap, which is micron one. And that filters out lots more goobies. So this one is about as pure as we can get it at our house. And it's not from the scheme. This one here, though, that came from the rainwater, and that's been sitting out in a trough. That's why you shouldn't drink trough water. But do you reckon we could turn that stuff into water like that?
Yeah.
You reckon we could? It might take out lots of impurities, mightn't it? Yeah. Yep. Do you reckon this one here could ever get like that?
No.
You don't reckon it would? Anyone think that could ever turn that colour? Yes, yes, and even though we can't see it, and micron one is pretty small, the things that are in there are going to still be, there's little micro things growing in there. And if I was to leave that sitting at home on the bench and nobody was to touch it or drink it, it would get a little green tinge around it because those little things would keep growing still. So, did you know that water's very important in the body? But our relationship with God can be a little bit like that. Do you know what operates as a filter in our lives? How would we get nice pure water if we're talking to God instead of having this grungy old stuff here?
By believing.
By believing? Yep. What else might be a filter? What else can we do to help filter our brains to know what God's truth is?
Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible, yep. Excellent. Yeah. Anything else? No? Okay. Sometimes, certainly reading the Bible, talking to God, getting his perspective on things is always helpful. So, I'm going to be talking to the adults a bit more about that a bit later on. But, water's very, very important in the Bible. And, Remember that next time you take a drink of water. It's not always as clear as it could be. Cool. All right. Thank you. Let's pray. God, thank you for giving us water. Thank you that you give us filters to help us be healthy. Help us be healthy in our physical mind and also in the spiritual mind that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.